And of course, then they go on to tell them the necessary and unavoidable merger of the United States with Canada and Mexico, establishing the North American Union. See, so this is their solution. Remember, problem, reaction, solutions. Let's see, what is it? Let's see, it's thesis, antithesis, synthesis. And then, of course, they go on to say, and they notify Congress of the issuance of a new currency called the Amero for all three nations as an economic solution. And I'll go on, I'll even go farther than this and to say, you know, they can call it the Amero, they can call it the doo-doo, they can call it the cock-cock, they can call it whatever they want. But I'm going to go on to say that we're not going to be able to physically feel it, hold it, touch it, drive it down the road, hold it in our hands. We're not going to be able to put it in our piggy banks or anything, folks. I believe that they will institute what they have been trying to do for a long time, which is indeed the cashless society. And if you don't want to play ball, they're just going to turn off your chip, or they're going to put a little red flag against you in their computer system, and you will not exist anymore. That's my prediction. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. Okay. Now, going on, except for you guys, okay, a few hundred thousand U.S. patriots, most Americans have no clue what has really been going on within the United States for over the past 100 years. And the sad thing is that most do not want to know. They don't want to know the truth, okay? How many of you out there have gone out and tried to tell somebody the truth, and you get very passionate, and you get frustrated with these people because you see that glaze come over their eyes, and they want to turn around and talk about the latest touchdown in football, or the latest grand slam in baseball, or that slam dunk in basketball. But they don't want to deal with this. They don't want to know the truth. It's easier for them to live in denial, and that's why I say, and I call this the Twilight Zone many places, and I've gone over this in my head, and I've thought about, okay, if I were now a dumbed-down American, and I'm out here being the awakened American now, trying to wake up a dumbed-down American, I'm welcoming them to my nightmare of which I can never awake. What a dilemma to be in. Oh, well, my board operators tell me I'm making too much noise. Yes, I am. I'm very passionate. I'm jumping up and down on the chair, and I'm grabbing my headphones, and I'm grabbing my head, and I'm rubbing my headache, Carrie. So there you go. That's why I'm making noise. Sorry about that, folks. But anyway. Okay, so the further you look into the rabbit hole, and I know you guys have, the deeper it gets. You can go right now to any currency conversion site and try to convert U.S. dollars into euros, so you can see for yourself, if you haven't already, the massive decline of the dollar. Look at how much money is and has been spent on the Iraq war today. $12 billion a month. And look at our currency when it stopped being backed by gold, and watch what happens. We'll be back in three with a little bit more of this, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from the Midwest. Got much more to come. Stick with me. All right, folks, we're back with The American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Short segment coming up to the top of the hour. Phone lines will be open throughout the program. You know, it's interesting to me, and I'm going to take a couple calls here in a minute, so Mark and John, hold on, I'll be right with you. It's interesting to me that during the inception of reading this article, you know, the House, some of the members of the House of Representatives were so shocked, horrified, furious, and concerned. Now, what does that tell you? I mean, we elected these people. We got them in. The reason that they're so shocked, horrified, and furious is because they were so ignorant that they didn't know this stuff? Or did they live in denial along with the rest of the dumbed-down Americans? Food for thought, isn't it? Let's go to Mark in Alabama. Mark, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, Michael. Yeah,
how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. And you?
Oh, pretty good. Go ahead.
I recently taken to telling people that I have awakened from the American dream. And I refuse to roll over and hit the snooze button.
Like the late George Carlin said, you have to be asleep to believe it. Go ahead.
Exactly. Yeah, that American dream. You know, on the issue of the celebrating the 4th of July, I don't celebrate a lot of these things. Most of it's pagan garbage anyway. But on the 4th, you know, I've stopped celebrating the 4th a couple of years ago, and I don't even put the flag out anymore because it represents pain to me. It represents the fact that I was so woefully ignorant. And now when I look down, I see chains, and I don't want to celebrate. Now that I've taken the red pill and awakened, I see the chains. They're all over the place. People are just, you know, so fearful that they refuse to see the chains that enslave them. And it's really difficult to celebrate your liberty if you're in chains.
Well, that's a very good point. And this has been an incremental slide into tyranny, if you will. It's been happening over, since I think, you know, it started back in 1913. I mean, there was a short period of time, a fleeting blink of the eye, in the history of this country, maybe the first 100 years or so, where we were indeed relatively free as anybody ever was. But as soon as the corruption begins to infiltrate and permeate through like tentacles of an octopus throughout a society, and this has happened over and over and over again throughout the centuries, then the freedom starts to wane because you have these psychopaths that are always about power, you know?
Right.
And and so we're seeing this firsthand now. We're seeing the nail about to be hammered in the coffin. And as I continue here through this article, I'm going to allude to that because, as you know, Mark, you've been a listener for quite some time. What has happened to my family and I with the Department of Homeland Security, which I'm going to touch about in just a moment here, shows me that these people were not organized to secure this country. These people were organized to divide it, conquer it, and to invoke terror in the hearts of Americans. That's what they were designed for.
Absolutely, I agree. Thanks for taking my call, Michael. You have a good one.
Hey, thank you, Mark. I appreciate the input you gave. Okay, let's go to John in California. John, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. How about you?
Good. I'm pretty good. I'm going to have to hold you over until after the break, but you can start if you want. We've got
about
45 seconds.
In the last few minutes, I went through the Last Trumpet Ministries, the United American Freedom Foundation, and the USASearch.gov, and I haven't been able to find anything about this secret closed-door session on March 13th, although I did hear about it from your broadcast a couple of months ago. Can you tell me exactly which document you're looking at and how I can find out about it?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm getting stuff IM to me right now from my board operator here. Secret Sessions of Congress, a brief historical overview. I've got a Senate.gov reference PDF file. I pulled this off of another website today. I'm not sure exactly where I got it, but hold on until after the break, and I'll see if I can come up with something for you.
Okay. All right.
Be right back.